Lines have been drawn in Parliament as the opposition seeks to suspend the Rajya Sabha chairperson Jagdeep Dhankar. It's the first such motion in the history of Parliament. 60 opposition MPs have signed a no-confidence motion. Allegations of partisanship have sparked a fierce debate, with the BJP staunchly defending Dhankar's conduct.
The biggest disruptor in Rajya Sabha is the chairman himself. सदन अगर डिसरप्ट होता है तो उसका सबसे बड़ा कारण हमारे चेयरमैन साहब है। विपक्षी नेताओं को बोलने से रोका जाता है। उनकी निष्ठा संविधान और संवैधानिक परंपराओं की जगह सत्ताधारी दल के लिए है। वे अपनी अगली प्रमोशन के लिए सरकार के स्पोक्सपर्सन बनकर काम कर रहे हैं।
भारतीय लोकतंत्र में 72 साल बाद एक ऐसा किसान का बेटा उपराष्ट्रपति के पद में पहुंच करके इस देश को सेवा करने का काम किया है। इस राज्यसभा सदन का सभापति के रूप में पूरा देश देख रहा है कि इस तरीके से उपराष्ट्रपति महोदय ने इस सदन का गरिमा को रखा है, और हम शुरू से देख रहे हैं कि विपक्ष के लोग ना लोकतंत्र को मानते हैं, ना चेयर का गरिमा को ध्यान रखते हैं। आप लोगों ने, मैं नाम लेकर कह सकता हूं, टेलीविजन में बाहर जाकर के पब्लिक के सामने में उपराष्ट्रपति का नाम लेकर के आप लोग बेमतलब से आरोप लगाते हैं। आप लोग इस सदन का सदस्य होने का लायक नहीं है। आप चेयर को अगर इज्जत नहीं दे सकते हैं तो इस सदन का सदस्य होने का कोई अधिकार नहीं रखता है। उपराष्ट्रपति के पद को, उपराष्ट्रपति के गरिमा को अगर आप लोग अटैक करेंगे तो हम बिल्कुल बचाव करेंगे, और आप लोगों का जो इंटेंशन है इसको हम कामयाब नहीं होने देंगे। आज जब सोनिया गांधी जी और सोरेश का लिंक का जो नाम आ रहा है, हमने ये लिंक नहीं किया है, ये रिपोर्ट हमारा नहीं है। अंतर्राष्ट्रीय जगत में, पूरा दुनिया में ये रिपोर्ट पड़ रहा है। कांग्रेस का नेत्र और सोरोस का OCCRP का ये लिंक है, ये देश के सामने है। शर्म आना चाहिए आप लोगों को। देश के विरोध में काम करने वाले, भारत के खिलाफ काम करने वालों के साथ आप लोग तालमेल में रहते हैं। जो जोर शोर से बोलते हैं आप लोग भारत में वही भाषा बात करते हैं।
Well, joining us now, Praveen Khandelwal, the BJP Lok Sabha MP, A. Sarvanan of the DMK, Aarti Jairat and Sajjan Kumar, political analysts and editors, joining us. Mr. Sarvanan, let me come to you first.
Yeah.
What is the point of trying to, have the chairperson suspended? You don't have the numbers. So is it just a political statement?
Yeah. See, more than that, we are having this debate here today, Vishnu. We want the information to reach out. He is such a disgrace. I hate to say this. I wish I did not say this. But there's no choice. He's a disgust. He's a disgrace to the chair he is occupying. He's consistently violating the ethics, the morality that is expected of the chairman of the house. And how many times he has made personal insults against the opposition party MPs. Rule 238 states that no member shall insult personally any other member. But this is the man who has followed that in the breach the most. The N number of MPs.
But what about the Trinamool Congress MP Kalyan Banerjee mimicking Dhankar? Is that something that's acceptable?
See, it is done outside the parliament, and action was taken against the disgrace.
No,
and the disgrace,
that's
and the disgrace of suspending 146 MPs on a go because they wanted to discuss Manipur. Who is he? Who is paid from the taxpayers? And he is acting as he thinks that Rajya Sabha is a RSS shaka. That is the problem. He claims that he is a proud member of RSS.
But
that
what,
stay away.
But,
that is the problem
Mr.
here.
Sarvanan,
there is no difference between him and RSS
but Mr.
spokesperson.
But then, Mr. Sarvanan, your party,
yes,
all of us believe in the right of the freedom of expression and of personal and cultural affiliation. So if someone says that it's okay to praise the RSS or they go ahead and praise the RSS. It is their personal view. Why do you necessarily have to target someone who has a view which is not yours?
See, we are not targeting him because
you
he's
just did.
supporting RSS. We are targeting him because he's conducting the Rajya Sabha like that of an RSS shaka. That is the problem we have.
He has praised the RSS. You have a problem with that. That is your view.
That's what I'm saying. We don't have a problem. We don't have a problem with him praising anybody.
Okay.
If he has not insulted the members there, if he has conducted the house, if he had some modicum of decorum left in him, he would have allowed.
All right. Well, some would say that of opposition MPs as well who have targeted him. But Praveenji, please come in. How would you respond to what A. Saravanan is saying?
I'm really sorry. The kind of words what they are using for Honorable Chairman of Rajya Sabha and Vice President cannot be accepted under any circumstances. In case you have any difference of opinion, there is a dignified language and you can use that. It is permissible in democracy. But what these people are doing, it is a significant escalation in political confrontation, which has really undermined the constitutional office, the of the constitutional office to a great extent. And it cannot be, you cannot set your political scores in parliament. There is a clarified provision in the parliament. If you are not in consonance with the observations, you have every right to lodge your view. But under any circumstances, the constitution has not given you any authorities to undermine the constitutional office with your dirty words, what you are using inside the parliament and outside the parliament.
Yes. Vishnu, just a second. I hope the vice president listens to the advice given by Mr. Praveen Kandelwal. At least then, we hope that he'll behave himself inside the parliament.
I'm sorry. The conduct of a vice president cannot be challenged. He was remained partial. Impartial every time whenever he was in chair. But I'm sorry, my friends in the opposition, they have to cover up the link between Gandhi family and Soros. They are creating noises in the parliament and attacking the constitutional office of chairman, which cannot be acceptable under any circumstances.
Okay, Praveenji, just one second. Let me go across to you, Aarti. Aarti, on the one hand, the opposition are united when they've signed a letter and they want the chairperson to be suspended. But if you scratch a little deeper, in terms of issues that need to be raised in parliament, the opposition is entirely disunited. Some, for example, the Samajwadi Party wants to raise one set of issues. The Trinamool, they want to raise the Sambal riots. The Trinamool wants to highlight violence against Hindus in Congress. In Bangladesh, and the Congress Party wants to do something else, right, on the Adani issue. So this, if you scratch a bit deeper, the opposition may be united against the speaker or the chairperson, but they're completely disunited on their issues. How does this help the opposition?
It doesn't really, Vishnu. But, I mean, if we kind of read between the lines, I think this decision to, you know, sort of file this impeachment motion or no confidence motion against the Rajya Sabha chairman is basically an attempt to show that there is unity in amongst the India allies, although they are differing on other issues, like the differences on the Adani issue, on Sambal issue, on Bangladesh, you know, so on. But I think this is an attempt to cover up those cracks and show that and present a united face, because there's no way that this motion is going to pass. Firstly, they haven't even met the basic rule of a 14-day notice period, so you know that in any case has made the motion infructuous. And then they don't have the numbers, so clearly they're making a political point. It's a symbolic thing. And I think the symbolic thing is really essentially to prove that whatever fractures you may have seen in terms of issues to be raised in Parliament, we are united on this. So it's not that we differ on every issue. There are issues on which we are different, but there are issues on which we are united.
Sajjan Kumar, just on unity within the opposition, today, you know, you even had that situation of Mamata Banerjee reacting to those who feel that she should be the head or the leader of the India bloc, not the Congress party. Again, the larger issue here is not just one letter which the opposition has sent out, where they may be entirely united. But where is the opposition otherwise when they don't even have a leader, it appears, at this stage?
No, that's precisely, and in that backdrop, the question emerges that on the one hand, you see Mamata Banerjee and entire Trinmul, backed by other constituent of India bloc, I mean, echoing to shift the leadership from Congress to Mamata Banerjee. And on the other hand, you see the divide certainly getting bridged the moment the no-confidence motion is brought against the chairman, Dhankar. So that really brings the question, is it a red herring strategy, you know, to, I mean, bring or convey a message that everything is fine within India bloc when it is not? Because let's think along the opposition line. Dhankar is vice president and chairman since August 2022. So this is his third year. Now, in this 3 year, has he done something unprecedented in the last 1 or 2 weeks that demands, you know, such a extreme measure? Two, is the conduct of Om Birla, the Speaker of Lok Sabha, way better from the opposition perspective than the chairman of Rajya Sabha? Why to single out Dhankar? So that way, if you think along also, you find lots many weaknesses and fallacies, because 67B clearly moots out that it has to be about his incapacity to run the house or to violate the constitutional conduct. That way, these are extreme measures, you know. So sure. Even if, I mean, yes. Somnath Chatterjee, you are much aware when none other than Atal Bihari Vajpayee said, accused him of being partisan, that respect has to be commanded, not demanded.
Yes.
So there has been some sort of a accusation, but going for such an extreme measure to the extent of bringing no confidence measure when your numbers are stacked against you, it clearly shows that, I mean, the subtext, the real intention is something else. And that seems to be the case, that to send a message that still there is a semblance of unity while that is not the case. And
just
to see
one final question to A. Sarvanan. Mr. Sarvanan, who is the leader of the India bloc?
See, Vishnu, this is not about the opposition. This is not about why the opposition is doing this, why the opposition is doing that. This is about the partial conduct of the disgraceful conduct of the vice president of this country. He expressed this. We know what he did in West Bengal, and we all know that that is why he has been awarded this plump post. And he is again trying to earn the good graces of his bosses who gave him this post. And that is why he is doing this. So
this
is not about opposition.
Why don't you answer my question? I've listened to you, Mr. Sarvanan. You made your point.
Yes.
Peacefully, as always, people on my program tend to be peaceful.
Yes.
Peacefully answer my question to you. Who is the leader of the India bloc?
See, why do we need them right now?
Don't need a leader
of
the India bloc.
See, I'll tell you why. Again, with a caveat, I am answering this out of respect to you.
Thank you. Please
answer. This question has come from you. I'll answer this question. See, we don't need a figurehead. The entire people is the opposition to the way the BJP is ruling this country.
It seems, Mr. Sarvanan, we've set up our debate for tomorrow evening.
Yes.
You don't need a figurehead. That says a lot important. We will leave it at that. Thank you very much for being with us. We're out of time on this episode of The Left, Right and Center. I'll be back tomorrow. Till then, good night.